You're in tune to KDWA AM 1460, FM 97.7. Welcome to another edition. This edition is a paid program. It's brought to you by Scott Gergen for School Board. First of all, Scott, thank you for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me, Dan. I really appreciate it.
Well, let's, we kind of talked off the air, and you and I are both from Hastings, but let's tell the folks, mm-hmm. our listeners, who Scott Gergen is, first of all.
Fantastic. Thank you. Yeah, I was born here. I grew up here. Both my wife and I are graduates of Hastings High School. In my family, I'm the 10th of 10 children. I grew up on a farm about halfway between Hastings and Vermilion, and all 10 of my, all of my entire family are Hastings High School graduates, and from a very early age, my parents really stressed the importance of education, and I had my siblings to lead me by example. So, completed high school. I graduated in 1986 from Hastings. I attended the University of Minnesota Institute of Technology. I also attended the University of Wisconsin. I wound up with a Bachelor of Science degree in Computer Science and Business. I started my career, and then as I was in my career, I quickly achieved my Master of Science in Software Engineering from the University of St. Thomas. And just several years ago, I went back and I went through the University of St. Thomas's mini MBA program. So in my professional career, I'm a IT project manager and people manager. I like to refer to myself as a technologist. I've got 30 years experience in legal technology, in pharmaceuticals, in healthcare, agriculture, food supply, and just technology as a whole. So currently, my current role, I work managing global teams, multi-million dollar projects, both software, hardware, infrastructure, those types of things.
So. A good key thing to know about it being in a school district. Technology.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Much smaller scale, but but certainly very, very important.
Scott, you're running. This will be your third term. Tell us about some of your accomplishments during your first two terms.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, when coming up, like you said, I ran successfully in 2013 and 2013 and 2017, and now I said I would go, you know, one more time. I really am passionate about our community and our schools. This is why we chose to raise our family here. We could have lived anywhere. We could have lived anywhere in the metro area. And as a matter of fact, there's probably some towns that would be more convenient to where I work. but we love Hastings. It's a great town. And I really enjoy giving my time and my talent back in a very tangible way to the schools, to the community, and that's my way of giving back. So some of the accomplishments, I just made a short list here. So first and foremost, always, is supporting and hiring, supporting the hiring and retention of our excellent staff. We have just a fantastic group of teachers and administrators that are the lifeblood of our district. So that is job one. And I think we do that very well. We've had, in my tenure, we've had multiple local levies passed, and these are so important because they make up about 17% of our overall budget. So we are always so thankful to our community for their generosity and their support of our students and our schools. They understand how important it is. We've had a couple of bonds that have passed. Now, the difference between a levy and a bond, levies are for learning, bonds are for building. So the bonds that we have, we've put new roofs on all our buildings. We've done windows and doors. We had major security updates. So we have what is called the Raptor system, which is you bring in your identification and they scan it and it will flag anybody that shouldn't be in our schools. Very, very important. We've improved our lighting indoors and outdoors for safety. We've installed new security camera systems. We have new intercom systems, which are so important in the case that there would be an incident in one of our schools. We've refurbished the pool at the middle school. We've refurbished our gymnasiums. Todd Field, obviously, what a showplace that is now. Absolutely beautiful. The middle school, this was a very large budget item. The middle school had their heating ventilation system completely redone. It was original to the building from 1968. So completely redone and improved with air conditioning now throughout the building. Very important. Our solar garden. So our solar garden that we are now a part of, we received $80,000 in upfront payments just to join. Beyond that, we get a decreased kilowatt hour rate, which equates to about $100,000 a year in savings just in electricity for the district. And the beautiful part of it, it doesn't cost us a dime. We have no maintenance. We have no fees. We just get the savings. It's fantastic. Something that happened early in my tenure on the board is we refinanced the Hastings High School bond. So the high school came online in 2001, and we had a bond to pay for that. We were able to refinance that in 2014 because as a district, we had such a high financial rating. So like you and I have a credit rating, schools and businesses also have their financial ratings. Ours is excellent because we are very well managed from a fiscal standpoint. This doesn't sound like a big deal, but it equated to $2.3 million in savings over 3 years for our taxpayers. And that doesn't go to the school. That goes right back to the taxpayers. So that was fantastic. We did a search and we hired a new superintendent. He's excellent. Dr. McDowell has hit the ground running in our district. I'm very, very pleased to work with him. We're developing our strategic plan. This is something new and something that we've really needed. We're going full speed ahead on that with a lot of involvement from our community. So important. We have the number 2 graduation rate in Dakota County. We are number 15 in the entire Twin Cities metro area, which is where the vast majority of our 332 public schools reside. So that's fantastic. As always, we've had to navigate some budget adjustments, but we've been able to keep our class sizes low. We've been able to retain the depth and the breadth of our programming, whether that be academics or extracurriculars or industrial arts or fine arts. We've kept that in place. So that's, again, just a short list over my 8 years.
You're listening to KDWA's In-Depth Program. This is a paid program by Scott Gergen, who is a Hastings Independent School District 200 board member. And Scott, how can folks get a hold of you?
Well, my contact information is on the ISD 200 page. If you navigate to the school board section, you'll see my smiling face and also my phone number, my email address. For more information on my candidacy, you can hit me on Facebook. My Facebook group is called Scott Gergen for Hastings, Minnesota, ISD 200 School Board.
Okay. Scott, before we went on the air, we kind of talked about something that just happened recently to 3 of the board members, and that is that you were endorsed by the teachers union. Tell us about that real quick.
Yeah, that really is a feather in our cap, so to speak. In my time on the board, the teachers union has never endorsed a candidate. We presented, all 6 of us presented to the teachers union, both in writing and in person. And the next day they came out with an endorsement for myself and for Kelsey Waits and for Tashina Miller. And that is, it speaks volumes. These are the people that are in contact with our students every day. They are the closest to our students. They care for our students, and they can see what they want and need at the school board leadership level. So that was a very welcome, but a very nice surprise.
You bet. Scott, what are some of the issues that you see facing the school district in the coming years?
Yeah, well, the number one thing that I see is our enrollment and our levies. So if I can just talk about that for a minute. We know that our district enrollment is decreasing. It's been trending that direction for well over a decade, and that leads to declining revenue. So in round numbers, one student equates to approximately $10,000 of combined state and federal and local revenue to the district. So as of October 1, we have 4,079 students K through 12, and we regularly forecast our enrollment. So this year we had an 89 student decrease, and that's not a surprise. And here's why. Here's what's occurring. We're seeing that our incoming classes, so our current kindergarten class, our first, second, third grade, are fairly level now. But as the years go by, our graduating classes are larger than our incoming classes. So we think that we've hit a point of stabilization, but as our students age and grow and go through our system, we will continue to see this declining enrollment. So there's no simple solution to enrollment changes in Hastings. We have a committee. We work with the city of Hastings to attract and retain young families.
In full disclosure, I did a show with Mr. Collins I think it was about 15 years, mm-hmm. Maybe even longer. And this always came up, and I would always ask him the question, but in all fairness for the school board and school board members, it's tough for a school board to bring more kids in. That's more of a city problem as far as, you know, affordable housing.
Right.
The reality of it.
Right, exactly. We have no budget. We have no revenue. That is not our role. That is not our charter to manage the community of Hastings. Our role is to provide the best possible schools that we can for our community, and that's how we can help the city. That's how we can help each other. We can give them the best school. We can help them market our schools and our extracurriculars. I mean, if you look around at our surrounding districts, we have the nation's largest trap shooting team. Mm-hmm. We have a national championship show choir. We have a multi-time state championship marching band. We offer a wide range of athletics. We have a three-bay auto shop in our industrial arts area. We have a full wood shop. We have a full metal shop. We have a full autos and small engine shop. We do 3D printing. We have photography classes. We have all these things that not many of our schools can compete with. So we know this about Hastings. We know that the growing demographic in Hastings is age 55 plus. We know that families are having fewer children. We know that per the latest census, Hastings growth is essentially flat. And as we talked about, we know what our class sizes are doing in the city.
You bet. Let's quickly, before we have about 5 minutes left, Scott, mm-hmm. Talk about, and this is the buzz out in the community, is the diversity and equity and the critical race theory.
Sure. Let me hit diversity and equity first, because there seems to be a lot of, as you say, buzz about this.
And misconception, and, I think, in my opinion.
Yeah, I would agree. So I just have a snippet here from our diversity and equity policy, and this is available on our school website as well. It's policy 100. Here's how it starts. The district welcomes, respects, and values the diversity of its students, parents, staff, and broader community, and we understand that all students and their families have dignity and worth, and all students deserve equitable treatment, opportunities, and education. How can you possibly disagree with that? Every kid matters. The bottom line is, these are all our students. They all matter. They're all welcome, no exceptions. And I support each and every student, and I want to empower them to have the supports that they need, whether that be academic or mental health or physical supports to help them succeed. That's our mission statement really sums it up nicely. We care, we empower, we achieve. Students are the heart of all we do. It's really that simple.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How about critical race theory? I think there's a lot of misconception out there about that. I hear that it's being taught in our school district, but that is not a fact. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct. Let me be just crystal clear on this topic. Nowhere in our curriculum will you find a line item for critical race theory. We absolutely discuss racism. We absolutely discuss equity and diversity and inclusion, and we will cover both the good and the ugly that we've had in our American history. And we've had some of each. We've had a lot of good, but we've had some ugly things happen in our past as well. So learning about racism and how to have actions that are anti-racist and diversity and equity and inclusion, these are all foundational topics for our today's students getting ready to embark into global education and the global workplace. I've seen this firsthand. I work with people around the world every single day.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to KDWA's in-depth program. This is a paid program. Our guest, Scott Gergen, who is a Independent School District 200 board member, endorsed by the Teachers Union just recently. Scott, we just have a couple of minutes left here. What are some final thoughts you have? And of course, include in that at the end how folks can get a hold of you if they have any questions or want to talk to you about a particular issue.
Yep, absolutely. I'd just like to go back to critical race theory for just a second, because we've talked about how it is here in Hastings, but it's important to understand what it is. Critical race theory, it is a scholarly concept that was founded in the late 1970s and early 1980s by legal scholars. A simplified summary of it is it's a way of studying systematic racism, its impact on society, and how it exists in our society, sometimes in unintended ways. Again, this is graduate level theoretical work. This is not something you will see in K through 12 schools. It's been politicized, it's been weaponized, and that has led to a lot of misconception about what it is. So thank you for allowing me to step back on that just a little bit. So what's important to me, just to kind of close this out, is I am fiscally responsible with our taxpayer dollars. I've proven my leadership abilities and on the key issues that are facing our schools. I live here. I've had two sons graduate from Hastings and go on to do great things. My last one is still in Hastings High School. So I'm a long-term Hastings resident. I have students here. I love our community. I love our schools. I serve because I think it's important to give back to our community, and I feel strongly about maintaining great schools for our kids. Like I said, our mission statement, students are the heart of all we do. We need the depth and breadth of academic, athletic, and arts programming for our students to be successful in the future. I believe that every student deserves to thrive, which requires academic, physical, social, and mental supports. I value our district staff, and I will continue to work to ensure their competitive compensation. So with that, please support our students and staff with your vote for me, Scott Gergen, on November 2nd. You can learn more about me by visiting my Facebook page. And again, that is Scott Gergen for Hastings, Minnesota, ISD 200 School Board.
Scott, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Dan. I really appreciate it.
You've been listening to KDWA's in-depth program. This is a paid program. Our guest today, Scott Gergen, who is running for a third term on Independent School District 200 School Board. This is KDWA Hastings.